Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
David Pollack, always good form. Somehow a smooth segue. College game day, ESPN college football analyst. And they have the big game in Columbus, the rivalry week, the game Ohio State and Michigan. And that'll be coming up game day, 9 a.m. till noon on Saturday on the Mothership and ESPN app. If you didn't go to Georgia, where were you going?
I would have gone to Clemson or Ohio State. Those are probably my next two that I would have gone to.
What was the recruiting story? You got a good recruiting story?
Well, Dan, I wasn't really that highly recruited. I wasn't like some of these.
Well, wait a minute. Clemson and Ohio State and Georgia.
Well, I think I had four or five offers coming out of high school, but Clemson was the only school actually that recruited me on defense. Ohio State, Georgia recruited me on offense. But I got a good recruiting story for Ohio State. Dude, I'm from the South, Dan. You know that. I'm from Georgia, lived in Georgia my whole life. I went on a recruiting trip to Ohio State, and I flew up there during the season to go watch a game. And I got off the plane, and there was like 6 inches of snow. And I was like, what in Sam heck is that, Mom? Like, absolutely no deal breaker. I'm out right now. And then guess what? You know, 5 years later or 4 years later, I'm drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, and God has a sense of humor. So it's amazing.
Maybe you shouldn't have flown up. If you didn't fly up to, no, if you had gone up in September, you might have gone, God, this is beautiful. The foliage, gorgeous. Everything's great. You know,
I'll never forget, Dan, with the Bengals, man. I'll never forget. Everybody was complaining about camp and like, it's so hot. I'm like, what? this is spring ball in Georgia. Like, this is like, and you know, when the weather changes, especially, you know, us, the bigger guys, like the weather changes, you know, your energy level goes up and you can run all day. Your lungs feel so good. And I was like, this is amazing. But Yeah, first time I ever got on an airplane was my flight and my official visit to Ohio State.
Do you get accused of preferential treatment for Georgia, like Kirk Herbstreit, maybe with Ohio State?
Oh, 100%. And there's no – like, it's funny to watch your timelines on social media because, by the way, I love it. I love the hatred on social media. Like, I absolutely think it's comical. I think it's funny. I think it's awesome. But if I pick Georgia, you know, I got a bunch of a segment of people that you're a homer, blah, blah, blah. And then if I pick against Georgia, I'm Benedict Arnold. And I've actually gotten in – my wife several years ago got in an altercation. This was like 5 years ago in my living room. My wife is the most passive person ever. One of my friend's wives are like, what's wrong with you? You played at Georgia. How could you pick against Georgia? They made you what you are, blah, blah, blah. And it was like Georgia fans, every time I pick against them, they get upset. I'm like, listen, here's when I grew up in the business, I watched a couple of guys, and I'll never forget watching Lou Holtz. And he coached at South Carolina, and he coached at Arkansas, and he coached at Notre Dame. And every time he talked about South Carolina, Arkansas, and Notre Dame, he picked them, and he loves them. And obviously, I get it. But I remember those moments when I was growing up in broadcasting. I'm like, I'm going to make sure I don't do that. I'm going to make sure I pick the best team, who I think is going to win, and let the chips fall where they may. And whether – Dan, it doesn't matter what we do. You know how this works. If you pick somebody, you could say the nicest thing in the history of the world about the other school and pick them. As soon as you pick them, you think their team's trash.
Yeah.
And they're going to say something about it, and they're going to hit you up, and it really doesn't matter.
What happened with your wife and the guest who came over – almost get ugly?
Nah, I wish, man. I wish my wife could bring them things. My wife's like 5'8", 125. She would get stomped out. But she was just like, seriously, why do you feel that way? And the other lady was pushing back. It was a nice little, almost a cat fight in December in the Pollock living room.
All right, what stood out last night? What should we be keeping an eye on with these rankings and which team or teams?
I think USC obviously is in a huge position to do something good when you've got Notre Dame on the schedule. You just beat a ranked UCLA. The Pac-12, good chance to beat Oregon next week to get another feather in your cap. So I think USC is that team, if somebody slips up, who could be lurking. The interesting thing to me is it depends who slips up, and it depends how much space we have between everybody else, because if TCU loses a close one this week and then wins the Big 12, are they still in? If Ohio State loses to Michigan, are they still above USC? I mean, I think USC is going to be that team that everybody's looking at like, please go ahead and lose to Notre Dame so we make sure that we have a chance. Because I don't think Michigan, with their non-conference schedule and the way they haven't been necessarily as explosive offensively, that there is a team that's going to go, oh, yeah, if they lost close to Ohio State, they're in the dance. Colorado State, Hawaii, UConn. When UConn's your best at a conference game and it's football season, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, so they're at a conference schedule, I think, could hurt them. But USC is definitely the team that you look at that says has a chance to rise and growth opportunity.
What do you think happens in the Ohio State-Michigan game?
I tell you what, the more physical team wins this game. That is just, you look at whoever runs the ball the best, whoever's the most physical. Like I talked about, the weather is cold. To me, what I've seen so far from Michigan, I think Michigan is the more physical team. Ohio State, I'm still learning about them. Offensively, they don't push enough guys around and create enough space. And I think Michigan's D-line, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But and I'll never forget, I still will say this till I die. The hardest thing in college football is to go on the road and win in tough atmospheres. So is Michigan explosive enough? Ohio State has the revenge factor as well. But I think Michigan, to me, what I've seen so far has been the more physical team.
Yeah, they got a lot of injuries there. And going into Ohio State. But it's almost like Ohio State wanted to be more like an SEC team. That they didn't want the 3 yards in a cloud of dust, that they wanted it wide open and made a concerted effort. Michigan is still sort of that 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's Harbaugh's personality. And now Ryan Day, they want it. It's like when Kiffin got to Alabama with Saban. Help me open it up. That's how we're going to get recruits. That's how we're going to keep up with everybody else there. But you think Ohio State having a wide open offense, but not that physicality, will keep Michigan in this game.
Well, and here's the thing that I haven't heard enough people talk about. Like, C.J. Stroud is a machine, Dan. Like, I could take you through so many of his clips, and I could go, watch this. Watch his touchdown pass to Mbuka in the fourth quarter of Penn State. And you talk about rhythm and timing. The dude is incredible. Like, when the structure of the offense and everything is clean, C.J. Stroud's the best quarterback in college football. When it's not, and there's a little bit of something off, whether it be a pass rush, the creativity, he doesn't have that Bryce Young creativity where he can play off script and now flip the ball out sidearm. He doesn't run the football really, really good. So if the interior, the weakness of Ohio State's offensive line is guard, center, guard. If those guys can make C.J. Stroud a little bit uncomfortable and make him move his feet, which I think they'll be able to a little bit, then he becomes, he goes from the best quarterback to an average quarterback. So I think Ohio State's called their game plan this whole year, Dan, with Michigan in mind at the end of the season. They usually throw the football all over the yard, super aggressive, hyper aggressive. I think they've ran the ball more this year at a higher clip and into heavier boxes because they know against Michigan at the end of the year, when physicality matters the most, when it's cold as crap, and receivers don't catch the football as well, quarterbacks don't throw it as well, we have to be ready for that moment.
David Pollack from the Mothership, ESPN College Football Analyst, and game day will be in Columbus. They start at 9 a.m., go to noon on ESPN. I mentioned this to Joel Klatt the other day. If you're Drake May, can't go to the NFL, you're at North Carolina, what if he went out on the open market? What would he be worth on the open?
Oh.
What if Drake May said to Ohio State, C.J. Stroud is going to the pros. I'd like to help you. Could you call your boosters here? The price starts at $10 million.
Wow. I haven't heard anybody say that, by the way. I love what you're saying because I'll say this, man. Like 4 weeks ago, we talked about it on game day. And I was like, dude, this dude is the best in college football. And everybody kind of looked at me a little bit like this. I'm like, look, he does more things better than everybody. Like, he's 6'5", he's 220, he throws into tight windows, he throws under pressure, he scrambles to get time, he spreads it around to multiple receivers. That's an amazing point. And here's what I would do, Dan, if he did that and I was at all these big time schools. Hey, which one of my boosters are a billionaire? Which one of them are? Bro, I need $10 million. I'm going to get you the best quarterback in college football. Like, can you make that happen? I think it's an absolute – it would be an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah,
you know,
but this happened with Caleb Williams when he left Oklahoma. He was the open market. Who wants to give me the most? And USC ponied up to bring in Caleb Williams.
Well, and think about Quinn Ewers. Ewers goes the number one player in the country in high school, you know, 3 years ago, gets a boatload of money from Ohio State. And then, Dan, guess what? Free agent market again, and then goes to Texas and gets a boatload of money. Like, to me, that would be the wave of the future. If I'm these, and yes. I'm a business guy, like, yes. Hey, out of high school, take all the money you can take, highest offer. After a year, you can take another high offer and go to somewhere else. So I tell you, I'd hate to be the coaches nowadays having to navigate this crap, but I think Drake May is unreal, and he can do things that that only Drake May can do, and he would definitely claim whatever. I think he could write a blank check. Tennessee's quarterback like got $8 million, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, if he got $8 million, then Drake May is worth at least 10.
Is Lane Kiffin just goofing around here?
I don't know, but how awesome is it? I mean, how amazing is it watching?
But how would you feel if he takes the Auburn job after what he's been doing on social media?
I think he's going to. I think he's going to. But I think what he said specifically was, I haven't taken the Auburn job yet. I'm not going to step down and take the Auburn job. I don't know that he said, I'm not taking the Auburn job, period. I'm not in the mix.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. I just want him to, when you hear the report, like he told his team that he had not accepted the Auburn job, or and I went, did he say, I'm not going to leave Ole Miss? That's what I want to know. It's semantics is all this is. But if you said on Saturday is Lane Kiffin in Auburn, I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. And I think for Auburn, it'd be a really good hire. Auburn did something last time. They went outside of the league and got Brian Harsin. I don't think Auburn's doing that again. Like, Auburn's not going to go outside of the league and have the growing pains and then the boosters be upset. But it's interesting. Auburn is one of the most polarizing jobs in all of college football. They've got ridiculous fans, ridiculous resources, unbelievable stadium, campus. They have ridiculous access to recruits. They have this is the best job that's on the market, and it's not close. Like, they've won national championships with Gene Chizik. Like, they've done that. Like, there's a team that can win and win big if you can get the right guy. Nick Saban obviously getting a little bit older. Lane Kiffin, I mean, imagine the shots he'd be taking. It would be gorgeous.
But if I said you could have Dion or Lane Kiffin at Auburn.
And Dion wants the job.
Yes.
Dion definitely wants that job. I tell you what, I think Dion's a problem for people. I think Dion. We went there. We got to go to Jackson. It was awesome. We got to go there for game day. And let me tell you something. If you spend any time around Dion, like, he gonna get the mamas. Like, you think about recruiting the mamas. Like, prime time's gonna walk in there and smooth everybody. Like, he's got such a, you know, big smile, a big personality. But here's the thing to know about Dion too. Dion's also got competitive toughness. Dion doesn't put up with crap. Like, they're gonna look the same on the practice field. You know, they're gonna dress the same. You're gonna show up and you're gonna practice. Like, Dion got one of the best recruits in the country last year with Travis Hunter, the top recruit in the country, to come to him and play HBCU. Like, are you kidding? Like, imagine what he could do at a place like Auburn with that brand and those resources. Oof, I think
are those
scary.
Your kids behind you over your right shoulder?
Yeah, they just walked in.
All right, I'll let you be dad. Safe travels to Columbus and dress warm, okay?
Hey, you know what? After Montana, Dan, I don't give a crap, bro. My toes are still frozen.
Wait,
hey, Dan,
okay,
I gotta
hold
know.
On. Herb Street got his feet massaged on,
ooh, yeah,
on the set.
You know, I think as a teammate, you know, I'm required to be a good teammate. I have no comment, Dan. Okay, I mean, I don't know. I know there's videos and all that stuff, but
he's from Ohio.
He's the toughest dude on set by far. Like, he has his AC unit on when it's 30 degrees. I mean, he usually, but -5 was a different animal, Dan. All right, Dan, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I got a question for you, bro. How is your form?
Oh, it's
good. You
talk
about Prince's form. It's solid. How's yours?
It's great.
Great. Not just good. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have to put that to the test one day.
Well, I mean, you want to shoot free throws here? I'll make 7 or 8 out of 10 with my eyes
closed. That's pretty solid.
With my eyes closed.
I'm not buying that. I'm going to need video evidence of that.
Paulie, would you confirm?
Yeah, we tried it, David. And Dan usually goes about 9 for 10 from the free throw line. But we did it eyes closed. He went 7 for 10 confirmed.
Yeah.
How many years ago was this?
It was less than 6 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to know your opponent, David.
Mad props. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Do you would like to apologize?
I formally and humbly
fair
apologize.
Enough. All right.
I'm sorry.
I'll accept that. Would
kiss
you,
the ring.
Would you massage my feet now? Safe travels to Columbus there, buddy.
All right, see you, brother.
All right, that's David Pauling. See, I mean, don't question it.
I mean,
that stuff to the king.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do that in person.
No, he would not.
You know that.
Disappointed.
I like the fact that he could kill all five of us if he wanted to.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's the final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We will not be here on Thursday and Friday, but we do have the Traegers fired up. In case you're wondering, burgers, dogs, and brats. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Thanksgiving night, Patriots go to Minnesota, take on the Vikings. Thanksgiving night, 8 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. A little bit later on, we'll talk to Marcellus Wiley. What would he do if he were Robert Saleh and the Jets with the quarterback situation? Would you bench Zach Wilson? I would. And we'll talk to him about the Hall of Fame list, get his thoughts on who he thinks is a Hall of Famer and who's not. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPSHOW. In case you're watching soccer today, there was an upset. It was Japan and Germany, and Japan surprising Germany with two late goals, USA versus England on Friday, which leads us to Roger Bennett, founder of Men in Blazers Network and author of Gods of Soccer. He will join us coming up in a moment. And we'll get to your phone calls as well. Yes, Paul.
Now, Roger Bennett's originally from England, but we acquired him, so he would be an American citizen.
Yes.
And Rebecca Lowe, formerly English,
yes,
is an American citizen.
Yes.
Can they honestly root for Team USA over the team they grew up loving?
They better.
I know you have to say you do.
No, we asked Roger Bennett last time he was on. He was like, yes, of course. Yes.
See, Roger Bennett is all, you know, Chicago Bears and Budweiser. That dude might as well have been born on the south side of Chicago, right, Paulie?
Yeah, he's more American than some of us.
Yeah, he's just got an English accent. That's it.
I feel like, and I mean this with all due respect, because I love her.
Uh-oh.
I feel like Rebecca Lowe would be a lot more torn. I feel like she's still got a foot on each side of the pond, as they say, Dan.
Pond?
Yeah. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
I feel like she would have more of a hard time rooting for the U.S.
Why is it
England.
A pond? It's not a pond.
Yeah, I think that's the joke.
Like a cutesy little thing, like right over the pond.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know.
It's a massive ocean.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's what
I know.
When
it
you call
is.
It a pond, it sounds like, you know.
I've flown over it and there was no beaches.
But do any other body of water, do we refer to it as, that little lake there? That little inlet? That fjord? We don't do that.
You might be you're reading more into this than anyone I'd ever encountered before.
What's the poll question for?
Why is it a pond anyway?
I don't know. Just sometimes these things hit me and then I ask the question.
Okay. All right. Pumpkin pie is great or gross? This is, not one of the bigger upsets in the world. At least in my mind, it's a huge upset. But right now, great, 65% of the vote. What?
Pumpkin pie is awesome. By the way, the pies are on display out in the kitchen area. Fritzy gets not one, not two, but three pies today.
For each football game coming up tomorrow.
Yeah,
the
you get,
football week.
But we're going to massage his face because Fritzy had some cosmetic surgery. And
it was cryotherapy. I don't want to make it sound like it was some kind of big thing with anesthesia or something like that, with stitches.
Okay.
But the stuff had to be removed. So.
Well, is it a big deal or not?
It's not that big a deal. Big enough of a deal where I'd rather get gently hit with a pie as opposed to thrown in my face.
We're going to massage your face.
That's nice.
With pies coming up. Jason in Texas. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good to talk to you. 6'2", 230. Hey, got a quick question for you guys. I'm flying in from Texas to California on Friday. Going to go see the USC game. Been to L.A. before, but just for business, in and out. This weekend's with my wife. What's the one thing we have to do, or what's the tailgate situation that we have to go to experience the USC experience?
Notre Dame, yeah. Well, it's on campus, too. That's what's always interesting when you tailgate at USC. You get to walk around the campus. Yeah, Seton.
Is there much tailgating at a USC game?
Yeah, there was more than I thought.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not really something you ever see pictures of or anything, you know?
Like when you go to Penn State, it's just this massive, massive field of RVs. As far as you can see. And that was the first time I had gone to Penn State. Now, I've gone to Ohio State, I've gone to Notre Dame, gone to USC, gone to quite a few schools. Even at West Point, there's some tailgating that goes on there at West Point. Yeah, Paul.
You know what's a real unique one is Auburn University, and you've been there, Dan. Remember, people park on the lawns on the campus. The football stadium, Jordan-Hare, it's right there on campus, and they have these beautiful kind of orange-tinted brick buildings. It's really cool. But the campus becomes a tailgate. It's very unique.
Yeah, that's same with USC. The aforementioned Roger Bennett is on tour across the nation during the World Cup, heading to Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. Tickets available now at meninblazers.com. And also, pick up a copy of his new book, Gods of Soccer, and he joins us now on the program. How excited are you today?
Oh, Danny Patrick, I feel like we're at the semi-final part of the World Cup, but somehow we're only day four in. It's definitely four games a day. It's doing for us. It's a grind. It is a grind, this World Cup. Grind of wonder.
And Japan surprises Germany today?
In the Axis Powers Derby. Yes, it was. It's quite shocking. The whole traditional world order is being stood on its head. Today, Japan dumping Germany. The tiny, tiny residue of Englishness in me, I think, Dan, I realize, is just that I do laugh out loud when Germany lose. Yesterday, Saudi Arabia, an astonishing moment. Saudi Arabia outplayed tournament favorites. Oh, Lionel Messi's Argentina. It was like seeing a 16 seed, like the Retrievers just dump a number one seed. It was an astonishing thing. The Retrievers, if the Retrievers were slightly less cute and like had autocratic underpinnings. Can there be a third one on Friday? Can the mighty US, Dan Patrick?
Our team.
Yeah, why are you even joking? There's an inference of humor in that when you say our team, but bloody hell. Do not let my accent fool you. I ride with Team America with the same passion that Kenny Powers will be cheering for America. I imagine Springsteen will. If Springsteen gave a crap about football, Dolly Parton definitely all in on this young American team. I'm not
going
to lie.
Do you hate England?
Do I hate England? So that's a long question, which we don't have time for. I wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal. They asked me, who am I cheering for? Like, as if it was like an anguish, a Sophie's choice. Like, oh my God, this must be hell for you. And it's really not. It's really not. England played the US women in 2019 where Alex Morgan scored, drank tea, mimed drinking tea. And my God, I was on tour then. We were in Nashville, Tennessee, and I threw my beer in the air and screamed out loud just as loudly as some of the Tennesseans who've been in that state for decades, even, you know, families have been there for multi-generations. I'm from Liverpool. That's the story. I'm from Liverpool, and we hate England and Liverpool. We wanted a seed when I was a kid, become the Republic of Liverpool. They hate us. We hate them. We're like Philadelphia on steroids. They hate us. We hate them. And so I always felt deeply connected to America as a kid. It's where all the great ideas kind of came through the port of Liverpool first. And coming here, becoming American, something I took super seriously. And anyway, the short answer, when Piers Morgan is on one side of an argument, Dan Patrick,
you're on
always,
the other.
Yeah. Always choose the other, whatever it is.
And how about the interview that he did with Ronaldo?
Did you see this interview with Ronaldo? If you're Ronaldo, why do you do that interview with Piers Morgan? That's what I don't understand. I mean, Ronaldo is like Tom Brady. If you don't know who Ronaldo is, America, he's like a bottle of Draco Noir turned into human form, an elite footballer, one of the greatest, undoubtedly. And the things that drove him to greatness were a selfishness, a vanity, a deep, deep, deep focus. And as he ages like Tom Brady, those same things, the selfishness, the vanity, have actually been quite destructive. He's at a great club, second return to Manchester United, which would be like if Tom Brady suddenly went back to the New England Patriots. It's been a disaster. And he decided on the eve of the World Cup to do an interview where he wanted a crap on the club. And he decided to do it with Piers Morgan. Dan, why would he go?
Because he wanted to be released. He got what he wanted.
Yeah, and so did Piers. God love, he got mild relevance in every way. But we have serious things to talk about in every regard. Let's not talk about that kind of human blight on a day when England are about to play the United States. Possibly, do you think people are going to watch? You'd know this in my bubble. Like, it's been talked about as one of the great moments for football. The day after Thanksgiving. You know, a great time, and it's not truly competing with the American sporting calendar. There's a sliver of hope.
You got a window of opportunity viewing wise, I would think. This is what happens with us. We buy in. Oh, this is the year. We got a young group. Oh, are we maybe a World Cup too soon here? And then England beats us 5-1. And then we go, That's what we're worried about.
Worse when Iran beats us again, 1998.
Yes.
Right after the hostage crisis, and the president called up the team and said, America's expecting you to do your duty. And they were kind of like, don't worry, president, we're going to do our duty. We're going to open up a can of whoop-ass on the great Satan. And we kind of self-defecated with the United States watching. It set the game back decades.
How big would this be if the United States beats England?
For the game of football in the United States, a game of dreams and yearning. I moved here in 1994. The World Cup then that was here was meant to put football over the top in this nation overnight, because we like overnight things in America. You know, the yo-yo, the pogo stick. Instead, it's been a slow and steady grind. If this young team were to beat America, even what you mentioning it, Dan Patrick, in Dan Patrick's accent, while I look at you in the eye, it gives me shivers. It would be the thing, because the women are world beaters back to back. The United States women have been one of the great drivers of growth for the game I love in the nation I love. If the United States men beat mighty England, who just won 6-2, against Iran, it would possibly be the thing that would make the game go. Having said that, I've just used a phrase that was used by the one single journalist in 1950 when the United States, a team of, like, there was an undertaker playing for us. We had a minor league baseball catcher. We had, I mean, it was just an amateur team of duffers beat the mighty England. 1950, we won 1-0. A movie, Game of Our Lives, was made about it. And the coach after that said, this win is all we need to make the game go in America. And no one turned up at the airport to greet them when they came home. So many false dawns. And anyway, Dan, it's a massive if. It's a massive if. Let's not kid ourselves.
I know. By the way, in case you're not able to watch what Roger has, he's got a Montreal Expos hat on. You have a Tracy Chapman album behind you, I believe.
Yep. Sadness is always lingering behind every door. That's a reminder. Whenever you're too happy in life.
Your Walter Payton painting behind you.
Oh, what a legend. The great, greatest. One of the reasons I'm in America, the Super Bowl Bears winning team, 1985. What else do you see, Dan?
American flag?
Yeah, lots of them. I told you. I ride with Team USA now, you beautiful human being. do you want me to say, this is like a...
Okay, what would happen if England would get roughed up? What would it be like in England if the United States roughs up England? Let's say 2-0.
God, I love this conversation. This is just like, you're taking me to my happy place. It would be... Look, here's the reality. So American sports, you love winners. It's part of the reason that... There's a certain shame and a certain stigma, but we don't want to truly trust our men because we know they're going to possibly let us down. We like winners. We like Charles Barkley rising up over an Angolan hapless defender when we're already 70 points up, dunking on him and elbowing him in the head. We love that. That's what we love.
Yeah.
And our soccer team do not do that. And the world knows our men's soccer team don't do that. And that's why this joke about soccer or football, where they take the piss out of us for using the word soccer here. By the way, when they use the word soccer quite freely over in England, two of the biggest shows on English television are Soccer Saturday, a long-running Saturday television show, and Soccer AM, a morning. They use the word, but they laugh when we use it because they know that we know that they know that we have an inferiority complex, and the world loves where America has. We don't have much of... Where do we have much of an inferiority complex? So if we were to beat England, the shame for that nation, they'd say, oh, they've taken that one thing away that we had on them. Soccer, football, it's the one thing that we all had on them. And they've taken that away.
And we took Adele. We took the Beatles. We, you know, Rebecca Lowe.
We took Corden. Now we're giving him back.
We don't want James Corden.
We gave him back.
And we got Beckham. Beckham's ours now.
Is he? He's having a complicated moment. I think Beckham is partially Qatari at this point. I'm not quite sure what part of his identity. He's doing a lot of spice marketing. He's doing a lot
of... Did you say partially or partially?
Both. I don't know which one it is.
I don't know what that meant.
Yeah. It's quite a thing in England where he's been waiting for a knighthood for a long time, which is not coming. He's taken a lot of money to become an ambassador.
Wait. They knighted Nick Faldo.
The great Nick Faldo.
Beckham,
I don't know how you're asking me how knighthoods work.
Shouldn't Bex be knighted?
Yeah, you know, when the Queen died,
and she had a crush on him. She probably had a crush on him.
This is a Rebecca Lowe series of questions. Because when the Queen died, I got asked to do a lot of television. Like, can you come on and talk about the mourning? And I was like, honestly, I have no idea about any of that. So I came here to America to get away from all that crap. So the knighthood stuff, other people can explain. Yeah, I love that you're coming at me with the Nick Faldo got one. I don't know how it works. I just know that you will not be getting one. I won't be getting one. Maybe Fritz will get one. I have no idea how this crap works.
Have a great weekend.
God, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. We've got, I tell you who we're watching. We're watching the show live on Twitch with the game with Matthew McConaughey. So that could make for a great opening 45 minutes. It could be a very dark last 45. But Godspeed to you, Dan Patrick. Go, USA.
All right. Thank you, Roger. If that is the men in blazers, even though he's not wearing a blazer. He had a Montreal Expos hat on there. Roger Bennett. MenInBlazers.com. Tickets available. They're in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. coming up next. Whew. Once again, nobody covers the World Cup quite like I do. Yeah, Paulie?
I feel totally prepared for that match. Breaking out the back line,
yep.
The goalkeepers.
Yep. Got it all. Got it all.
He's been American for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
94. Coming here in 94. Yeah. That's a bit.
That's good.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Byer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. We got a great sale going on. 40% off all t-shirts, 20 to 50% off everything else. Some great holiday gifts there. There's a football report about Deion Sanders and looking at maybe Colorado or South Florida. I thought, and I know that he was interested in Auburn, at least I was told by somebody in the inner circle there, but I don't know if Auburn is going to land Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin seems very vague, but probably doesn't want to make any announcement while they have a game against Mississippi State coming up. By the way, we tend to spend a lot of time, well, the media does, talking about the Cowboys, and then you throw in OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. And the report is, or rumor is, that maybe he picks the winner of the Thanksgiving day game between the Cowboys and the Giants. We had Ross Tucker on Monday, and Ross had this to say about the OBJ sweepstakes.
Well, first of all, I think it's amazing that Odell Beckham Jr. is reportedly picking between these two teams. He should go to the game. I heard what Paulie said earlier. He should go to the game. It should be like, you don't get the turkey leg if you win. You get the Odell. You know, you get the Odell Beckham Jr. I've never seen – the guy is a marketing genius. I've never seen a guy get this much attention who tore his ACL in the Super Bowl. My prediction there, Dan, will be that this will be the most ineffectual signing in years. The guy had a torn ACL in the Super Bowl. We've been talking about this for months. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't – the Cowboys even have their own marketing strategy of just keep talking about it and show him the power of the brand of the Cowboys. I mean, it's, I hope he plays well at this point because we've been talking about it so much.
That's Ross Tucker. Let's bring in Marcellus Wiley, the former NFL All-Pro defensive end. Of course, his podcast, More to It. You can listen to it, danpatrick.com or wherever you get your podcast. Let me start there. We're what, 8 weeks away from the first playoff game? Which is plenty of time, you would think, if you do bring in OBJ. Is he worth all of the coverage that he's received?
Absolutely. You got to think about Odell Beckham Jr. in several ways. One is just the production you expect from Odell Beckham Jr., which will be a third receiver, maybe even number two receiver on your roster. So that's positive. But what people are not really respecting is – in football, there are teams. There have been a dynasty with the New England Patriots where the team's talent level, they play greater than the sum of its parts. Like, you can look at it in terms of production and talent, and then there's another X factor that makes that team play above their heads. With Odell Beckham Jr., adding him to a roster, all of a sudden you have a roster that may have X amount of talent, but guess what they're going to now have? An X factor, because he is electric. He is juice. Guys believe in him, and there's nothing we can say in the outside media that's going to change the minds of those players who are calling him, who are texting him, and who believe in him, because we all have played the game of football in the NFL, and we all have not touched the heights he has. And that superstardom translates in a locker room. He still has impact.
Okay, but give me the downside of bringing him in now, considering you are one of the elite teams in the NFC. Is there a downside?
There's a downside personally to Odell Beckham and his brand and his future going forward, because last time we saw him, it was coming from Cleveland, and we had our doubts. And he answered all those doubts by going to the Rams and changing their team, their dynamic, and almost winning the Super Bowl MVP if he could have stayed healthy. So now we're right back where we were when he left Cleveland. We're doubting him again. If he comes back and fails in this moment, this is going to land on Odell. But the team that takes the chance on Odell, oh, it's a smart roll of the dice, because there's nothing he can do to your team to sabotage it, because Odell's already been through that in terms of kicking the net with the Giants and the White Flower in London and et cetera. So he's not coming to disrupt your program. Only this can go wrong for Odell, the player.
This just in, during a team meeting minutes ago, the Jets players were informed that Zach Wilson is not starting against the Chicago Bears. I started the show by saying I would not tread lightly and worry about his feelings by benching him. I can't lose that locker room, Marcellus. You've been in that locker room, and I can't treat one guy differently who hasn't earned to be, you know, that right to be treated differently. What do you think of this move?
Yeah, I'm with the move. Zach Wilson did it to himself in two ways, obviously by his performance and performances. Like, he had a resume of bad performances enough to make them even be in this position. But when you come out and they ask you, did you let down your defense? Did you disappoint your defense in that futile effort? And you say no. Oh, you've lost everybody, because now you have put the coach, you have put management in a position to answer that question correctly. And everyone knows you did, and it was a chance for him to own it. And then the mercy rule kicks in. You know how it goes when you're playing the dozens with your friends, or you're in a position where you're going to get called out. If you do the 8 mile, if you talk about yourself first, then they're going to be nicer to you in response to talking about your production, your effort. But what he did was act like, hey, I'm exempt from all the ills from that performance. That is a team effort. And guys are looking at him like, dude, we did our part. You didn't do your part. So since he didn't own up to that, they had to go out there and make sure he's not the starter.
Yeah, I can't lose the locker room because of one guy. And if he's that sensitive to criticism and I'm going to bench him, I've heard analysts say, oh, you can't do it. You might lose him. Well, if I lose him over this, then am I really losing him?
No, that's good math. Like, I don't know what school everyone went to, but, you know, I'd rather lose one than 52. You know, it's just that simple. 52 guys are sitting there looking at him. Everything he says is starting to sound Charlie Brown, womp, 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 because we're not listening to Zach Wilson anymore. And he's certainly not going to lead us consistently with his production. So it's like, now, hey, coach, do the easy thing. It's not even a hard decision. Listen to your player's inner voice and now express that to the team.
I want to run down the Hall of Fame list, the class of 2023.
Mm.
So it's just yes or no. Okay.
All right. I get five in total. Are we doing this or just yes or no?
Just yes or no.
Okay.
Eric Allen.
No.
Jared Allen.
Yes.
Willie Anderson.
Yes.
Rondé Barber.
No.
Ooh.
I know. That's tough. I know.
Anquan Boldin.
No.
Henry Ellard.
No.
London Fletcher.
Yes, surprisingly.
Dwight Freeney.
Oh, hell yeah. Stop playing.
James Harrison.
Yes.
Rodney Harrison.
No. Golly, that hurt.
Devin Hester.
Yes.
It's a good thing we don't have just five for you.
And that's the toughest part about it all, Dan. It's like they all qualify to some degree to be in the conversation, but then you got to just be almost mean.
Yes.
You almost got to like disrespect to get them in, because everybody can't be a Hall of Famer.
But go back to Rodney Harrison. How much does this have to do with testing positive for PEDs?
Ooh, wow, you went there first. I went to San Diego first, and the lack of Pro Bowls, the lack of team success, despite them still going to one Super Bowl. I remember when I became a Charger, and that was the story about Rodney. Great player, but not fully respected or fully understood from the world at large. Like, football players are like, yo, he's a beast. And then everybody else was like, yeah, if he's a beast, why doesn't he have ABC? So I always knew that that would come back to haunt him. But, of course, the PEDs, you know how I feel about that. Once you're on the PEDs, you should be on the baseball list in terms of being in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but Rodney, what, one of two players in the history of the game with at least 30 sacks and 30 interceptions?
Yeah, I wonder how many he would have had without the PEDs.
Oh,
yeah,
but
see, I get it. Like, you're still a great player. I just don't know how much the nitrous helped you. And since I don't know that answer, I guess can't be the guy in position to gift you a Hall of Fame candidacy.
But then we can't put Antonio Gates in there if you know, he's denied it, but he got suspended.
Yeah, hey, Gates, Rodney, you got a little Charger section over there, the PED guys. Like, just put them all over there. I love all those guys, but can't do it.
Torrey Holt.
The closest no I have, like almost a yes.
Andre Johnson.
Yes.
Albert Lewis.
No.
Robert Mathis.
No. Close. Ooh, close, 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 close.
Darrell.
Look, you can't put everybody in there. Let's go.
Darrell Revis.
Yes.
Steve Smith Sr.
I thought I had the closest no to yes. he's really winning by every time you talk to him or listen to him broadcast his help. But I would have to say no, my Hall of Fame, no.
Fred Taylor.
Ah, that's my boy. he was a monster who got – he got so underappreciated, you want to put him in just to get his flowers. Let me just say yes. I got the one in there. Yes.
Joe Thomas.
Hell yeah. By far the easiest yes. Yes.
Zach Thomas.
Yes. But the second easiest yes. That dude was silly.
Hines Ward.
No.
Ooh.
Look at your whole NBC family. You're like,
no, I know. You don't like anybody on there. Collins. No, I would just. DeMarcus Ware.
Yes.
Ricky Waters.
No.
Reggie Wayne.
No.
Okay.
No. Close.
Vince Wilfork.
Yeah.
Really?
It's hard to measure what he had to do. It's hard to quantify.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Patrick Willis.
Oh, yes. My God. Quick, too. He did it fast.
Darren Woodson.
Yes.
No. The wait was too long there.
It was long because Rodney Harrison was just in my ear, like, dude, you're going to let Darren Wilson in and not me. But Darren anchored some amazing teams on top of being an amazing player.
All right. What do you expect to happen in these Thanksgiving? Like, the biggest surprise is going to be where in these three games?
Let's stay with the Giants and Dallas. One, what a matchup. You know, a lot of times that Turkey Bowl matchup with the Dallas Cowboys, you're just sitting there in your food coma. But this one you're going to be alert for. The biggest surprise is going to be that Dallas is going to have to respond to their own greatness. The biggest response is going to be that they will. We saw Minnesota go to Buffalo, beat Buffalo, come back, get destroyed by Dallas. You're like, where's your response? Dallas goes to Minnesota and smokes them. And now we're saying, where's your response? I think we're actually going to see it, which is going to be surprising to many people because we always question the maturity of the Dallas Cowboys, not their talent. I think they respond.
And when you listen to the podcast, we're talking to Marcellus Wiley. It's called More To It on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Not only talking football, but you also talk the real reasons why Kyrie Irving apologized.
Yes. I learned this from my therapist / my wife. I'm 45 years young at the time, so I lived the entire life with the old school model of apologizing. You only apologize when you're wrong. If you did something wrong, say you're sorry, move on. And then I got enlightened to the second level of why you apologize. It's when you hurt someone and they felt slighted. No matter what your intentions were, no matter if you were right or wrong. And it was a different level of understanding for me, epiphany. So Kyrie Irving, who claims, who says, who professes, he cares about humanity. He cares about the human race. He cares about all. Not a right or wrong conversation to apologize. The old model, the new model, they felt slighted. So now you, fully matured, have to come to that realization. I need to apologize, not because you did something wrong exactly, but because they felt slighted.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and proud to have you on the program and the podcast network, Marcellus.
Appreciate it, man. I'll see you 5 pounds bigger next week. Let's do it.
Marcellus Wiley, the former NFL All-Pro defensive end, and his podcast entitled More To It, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.